MusicPreneur.com.
It was a hot August day in a railroad yard outside Albuquerque, New Mexico. And there was a crew of 8 men working on the rails, pickaxes, shovels. 7 of the men were in their 20s. And then there was Charlie, who was in his 60s. They're all working hard, sweating up a storm. And right before noon, a limousine drives up, and everybody knew who it was. It was Bill McClanahan, the president of the railroad company. Bill stuck his head out of the window, and he was watching the work crew, and he shouted, "Hey, Charlie, is that you?" Charlie shouted back, "Sure is, Bill." And so Bill says, "Hey, Charlie, come on over here. Why don't I take you out for lunch?" Charlie was rather proud to be singled out by the president of the company. He tidied himself up just a little bit, hurried off to the limo, got in, and they drove off. And the other 7 men, young men in their 20s, they're just standing there stunned, dumbfounded at what they've just seen. After lunch, the limo brought Charlie back to the work site, and he returned to the other guys on the crew. And as you can imagine, they're just full of questions. "How do you know Mr. McClanahan? How do you know the president of the company?" Well, Charlie proudly boasted that he and Bill McClanahan had known each other for years. Charlie said, "Well, as a matter of fact, Bill and I started working for this very same company on the very same day at the very same job for this very same pay over 25 years ago." So these other 7 fellows, they just thought about that for a moment. And one of them said, "Wait a second, Charlie. Let me get this straight. You and McClanahan started working for this railroad company on the same day, on the same job, for the same pay over 25 years ago." And Charlie said, "Yeah, that's right." So the guy says, "Well, if that's true, why is it that he's the president of the company and you're still out here sweating and slaving with us?" You could tell that this question took the wind out of Charlie's sails. He hung his head and he stammered, "Well, I tell you what, I've been asking myself that exact question for a very, very long time. And a few years ago, I finally figured it out. You see, 25 years ago, I started working for a minimum wage. But Bill, he started working for the company. 25 years ago, I was looking for something to do, but Bill was looking to really do something. 25 years ago, I was just looking for a job. Bill was looking for a career." You see, way back when they both started, Bill and Charlie started the same job. They started the same pay. They started on the same day. The big difference was that Charlie was in the job and Bill was into the job. So, let me ask you this, dear listener. What are you going to be? Are you going to be a Bill or Charlie? If you're going to have success in college, your business, career, you need to be a Bill, not a Charlie. Don't do the minimum, do the maximum. Don't just look for something to do, do something. Don't just enroll, be involved. Don't just be in school, be into school. Don't just start a business, be into your business. Every day we take a test. It's called the pillow test. When you put your head on the pillow at night, do you look back on the day and you say, "I'm glad I did this," or do you say, "I wish I had done that"? So Charlie would put his head on the pillow and he would say, "I wish I had done that." Bill said, "I'm sure glad I did that." If you're Charlie, you'll regretfully look back on your career and you'll say, "I wish I had. I wish I had." But if you're Bill, you look back on your college days and say, "I am so glad I did."
MusicPreneur.com.